This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Next Source Materials, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSRCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX under the ticker symbol NEXT. And with us today is the Vice President of Corporate Development, Mr. Brent Nicolaitan. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Nice to be here.
Before we get started on today's Q&A, just if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory, about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, we are a mining company, mining development company up here in Canada. We were in Madagascar in 2007. We are a very well-known, technically focused company. We developed two very significant resources. Both of them happen to be well-established resources in the traditional steel market, as now they're very critical materials in the battery material space, and that's vanadium and graphite. So we discovered those two commodities in Madagascar about 2007-2008, and for the last 13 years we've been developing these two assets into the stage now where they are resources that are being developed into a mine. So our first project is the graphite, and that is now ready to go. It's now fully funded, and will be in production next year. And we happen to have one of the largest, highest quality graphite projects in the world.
You know, with the every time I turn around, you hear about EV. That being said, the market interest in graphite has surged. It's exploded up lately as critical battery material. Why do you think that is, and where are we at in the supply and demand chain?
Well, so graphite is interesting. It's one of the only materials known to man that gets stronger as it gets hotter. So it's absolutely critical in the steelmaking business. It's how you make a lot of the things. I think there's probably 200 or 300 items that we touch every single day that are dependent upon graphite and the process in order to make those products that we use. So graphite has had a very long and established traditional usage in steelmaking, so it's critical. You cannot make pour molten steel without having graphite lined with labels and crucibles and molds. And what's happened now is you have this significant traditional usage. Now, on top of that, a brand new usage that's now popped up in battery usage, and that's it's graphite's role in batteries, and that's on the negative side of the battery. So in a lead acid battery, you have lead on the positive side, you have graphite on the negative. In a lithium battery, you have lithium on the positive side, but it's graphite on the negative side. And there's 10 times more graphite in that lithium battery than there is lithium. And what's happened in the last year or two, particularly, is graphite's now getting the focus it deserves. And people always talk about the cathode, which is the positive side of the battery, so lithium, nickel, lead. But graphite's always in those batteries. And now graphite is being realized to be a critical material. China controls eight of the top 10 critical materials that go into batteries, and that's now a problem. So you're seeing United States, Canada, Europe, all these countries realizing that they need to start looking at supply chains of these critical battery materials, because the future is going electric, it's going battery powered, and we're leaving internal combustion engine behind, and the numbers now are incredible. So the forecast from Bloomberg, from World Bank, from Benchmark Mineral Intelligence, from Roskill, these are very reputable analysts, industry analysts that have looked at these numbers, and they see a shortage of all these critical materials, but particularly graphite. The World Bank said by the year 2050, they've listed over 15 different types of strategic battery materials, and graphite ranks number one as the most in-demand material in the next 20 years. A 500% increase will be required just for battery usage. So don't forget, graphite's essential in the steelmaking industry. It always will be growing at 2-3% GDP, but this new focus on electrification has now put graphite into the spotlight.
I want to switch gears here for a second. Recently, you guys put out a press release teaming up with Vision Blue Fund. what a huge whale that you guys got with Sir Mick Davis. Bring us up to speed. How did that come about, and what is that going to do for your company?
Yeah, so Sir Mick Davis is well known in the mining world. He is famous, a very well-established mining magnate. So he's the former CEO of Xstrata PLC, so one of the largest mining companies in the world. He's the former CFO of Billiton, which became BHP Billiton, which is the largest mining company in the world. And Sir Mick has got a track record of growing small companies into multi-billion dollar companies, and he's done it twice. So he's been very successful, retired, and now he's developed his own fund called Vision Blue Resources. And his goal is to basically accumulate a portfolio of strategically significant investments in high-quality battery material assets. And what happened was he has made his first major investment with his fund into Nexource Materials. He gave us $30 million, has just become chairman of our company, but it is the largest and first investment of its kind in his fund, and he is accumulating, as I mentioned, strategic high-valued assets that contribute to the battery material resources. So about back in August of last year, Mick Davis found us and engaged us, and we went into a very intensive due diligence. And then in January, he had decided that he would like to consummate a deal and make a major investment into our company, Nexource Materials. And we announced just in February that that deal was done. And just yesterday, we announced that the first tranche of money from his fund has come in, and he's become our chairman of the board, and we will be in production with his assistance this time roughly next year, which is incredibly quick. So we're going to be one of those graphite companies, and there's very, very few out there that have ever come into production in the last decade. We'll be first, I guess, pole position to be able to be up and running. And it's also right now, it's what's so unique about us is the offtake partners that we have. So we have very strong offtake partners who want to buy our graph.
Two questions for you. One, what should investors keep an eye on right now? And what do you think the near-term catalyst will be going forward in the next two or three quarters?
Well, so right now, I mean, the world is changing. There's a secular change happening. You're seeing every single car company, and we call them OEMs, so other equipment manufacturers. So these international OEMs, and, you know, in the United States, you got Ford and General Motors, and you got Toyota and Nissan and BMW and Mercedes, every single one of them is announced that they will be out of internal combustion engines, so no tailpipes in the next 5 to 10 years. Every single one of these car companies are going either all electric in the next 5 years, or in the next 10 years will completely eliminate the need for any type of internal combustion engine driven car. So what does this mean? This means that you're going to need an amazing amount of these battery materials to be able to power the future of automotive. And right now you're seeing a panic situation with the large automotive companies. They're saying, where are we going to find these materials? So there's opportunities abound. Sir Mick Davis and his fund Vision Blue sees this opportunity. He saw it back when China was urbanizing, and that's how Xstrata made, that's how he grew Xstrata into a $1 billion mining conglomerate, was he was acquiring coal projects and those materials that went into urbanizing China. And now he sees this as even a potentially larger opportunity where the whole world is electrifying. It's not just one country that's urbanizing, it's the entire globe that's now moving to battery power. And where are these materials going to come from? And it just so happens that Nexource has one of the largest, highest quality graphite projects in the world, and we have partners right now that want this graphite. We just need to get this mine up and running. So our mine is in Madagascar. It will be up and running in Q2 of next year. And we already have very aggressive expansion plans just based on the forecast that we're seeing right now. And as I mentioned before, we're seeing a 500 to 600% demand increase just for graphite. And it, again, it's the largest raw material that goes into a car battery.
Nick, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, we're a company that's been flying under the radar for the last 7 to 10 years. We're on the TSX. No other graphite project is on the TSX. That's in the stage that we are. Every single one of them is on the venture board here up in Canada. So that would be equivalent to the pink sheets, I guess, in the United States. So our goal right now and the plans that Sir McDavis has for us is to grow this company very rapidly. So in the next couple of weeks, you're going to start to see news flow, news releases, probably one every single week for the next 6 or 7 months as we move into production. We're starting construction next month. The announcements of other strategic offtake arrangements and partnerships with very notable companies will start to come out. You know, we're a company that's been flying under the radar, but now it's an opportunity to get in. And if people are looking to invest in projects, you want to make sure that you're investing in projects that have done the due diligence, that have done all the work. And again, in the graphite, it's very difficult to see which companies have done the work. So I encourage people that there are only a few of them out there that have actually done what Nexsource has done. And right now, we're in the lead position, given our investor and the amount of the quality and the work that we've done. Now we're able to come out of the shadows, so to speak, and I guess the world will start to realize who Nexsource Materials is, but we're going to be opening up a graphite mine faster than anybody else. It's one of the highest quality graphites in the world, and we have top customers. Right now we are dealing with the Tesla supply chain, for example. That's going to be part of the end users of our graphite. So these are things that we're looking very forward to getting out into investors and telling them a story. So start following the company. We'll have lots of news flow. And we've been very quiet, but for quiet for a reason. And now we can take, I guess, the gloves off and show the world what we've accomplished here.
Brent, I want to thank you for coming on the show. If you're looking for a great company to get on the ground floor, look no further than Nexsource Materials, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSRCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up on the TSX under the ticker symbol NEXT. Brent, thank you so much again for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days to give us an update on what's going on.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.